This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have Aperture's very own Chris Cox. Chris, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
How's the conference going for you? But it's barely started, has it? Or has it even started?
It's just starting.
There's
a happy hour going on.
There's a happy hour in the exhibit hall.
It's hopping already for Sunday
night.
So it's good. Yeah.
Well, how about expectations for the conference for you guys at Aperture?
Sure.
What do you guys expect from this year's GAC?
So this is actually our first
GAC
conference.
Wow,
so
congratulations.
We're very excited. Yep. We've got a terrific digital banking solution that we think fits really well with credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and we are just going into the credit union space in a big way. This is a perfect space or a perfect conference for us to be
Good.
Week.
Yeah, this is the one to come to if
it
you want to get recognized, for sure,
yeah.
for sure. So let's share with me a little bit about Aperture real quick. Give me your 30-second elevator speech on Aperture.
I will. So full-service digital banking.
Okay.
Core agnostic, cloud native.
Well done.
We sit on top of all the cores. Our mission is to empower banks and credit unions
mm-hmm.
to serve their clients with the care of a traditional community financial
yep.
institution, but at the scale and the speed and the efficiency they need in today's digital world.
Right
so
on.
We do that. It's a true SaaS platform.
Mm-hmm.
Full features, I mentioned, consumer and business banking,
mm-hmm.
or member and business banking.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to market through a lot of partnerships. So one of the things that we really hang our hats on is giving our clients the flexibility to work with whatever partners they need to better serve their member base.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we are always ready, willing, and able to integrate a third-party solution into our platform if it helps our clients run their business.
Right on.
That's what
right
we
on.
Yeah.
Checked all the boxes,
That's
sir.
Right.
Well done. All right, let's talk about you're going to be doing a session tomorrow morning on charting a course for digital transformation.
That's
and
right.
It seems like this digital transformation thing is an ongoing, never-ending journey. So share with us, kind of give us a quick overview, and we'll dive into a couple of takeaways.
Yeah, you got it. So, I'm going to go through Aperture's perspective on digital transformation. So starting with what the heck does that even mean?
Yeah, what does it look like today as opposed to 5 years ago?
Exactly right. And I think what you just said is a really good point. So digital transformation, now I'm going to spend a little time just providing some context around what I think that term means, because I think it's one of those business terms that's become so overused
mm-hmm.
that it's lost whatever specific
oh, yeah,
meaning
you're
right. it had whenever it was first coined.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like vague shorthand for technology has to change to make the business better.
You're
but what
right.
does it really mean? So I want to provide a little bit of context
okay.
around what we think digital transformation means for credit unions, and then talk through a couple of the big technology trends that I think are going to have a fundamental impact on how credit unions serve their members going forward,
mm-hmm.
and then talk a little bit about, so how do you get on the right path today? So if you believe in this future vision of where things are going technology-wise,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
what do you need to do today to
right.
get onto that path? But I think what you said is really important. It's a journey, transformation
mm-hmm.
that never ends, because technology evolution is not going to end,
oh, no.
and consumer expectations changes are not ever
same
going
thing.
To end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all on this treadmill.
That's right.
This digital treadmill, if you will. So share with us, I don't want to steal all your thunder,
yeah.
but share with us maybe one or two takeaways that folks are going to take back to their offices on Monday morning, so to speak.
Yeah, so a couple things I'm going to talk about. So, first I'm going to spend, a few minutes kind of going deep on three specific technology trends that are impacting digital engagement
mm-hmm.
with credit union members. So I'm going to talk about data and the effective use of data. So the idea there is, financial institutions, credit unions have a ton of data, but they don't really have the ability to access that data to turn it into meaningful insights
mm-hmm.
and then to convert those insights into action so they can use to run their business. So I'm going to talk about the importance of data and some things that credit unions can be doing now to use their own data to more effectively run their business. Then I'm going to talk about the idea of embedded banking. So it's an area that we've got a lot of focus on at Aperture. And, you know, I think it's there's some traction happening in the community banking space and just starting to happen in the credit union space. We think it's fundamentally important in terms of future growth opportunities for credit unions as they continue to figure out how to grow beyond the branch.
Right, right.
So we're going to talk about embedded banking. And then I'm going to finish with kind of a fun little few minutes about artificial intelligence.
Oh,
and
boy.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
So, it all means...
Please tell me you're not going to go on the ChatGPT road, are you?
All right. So no one's going to see this before my
presentation. Oh, no, not at all.
But I actually use ChatGPT.
Oh, do you? Well, everybody's using it. So,
I use it to create my slide that I'm presenting.
Really?
Artificial intelligence for credit unions, only as an example of, look at, you know, the power of this technology.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, banking isn't presentation development, but I think it's a good, just using something like ChatGPT for that simple exercise of creating a slide for a presentation, I think it points
to what's going to be
possible as we move forward.
That's so spot on.
I'm just going to have a little bit of fun with it.
For sure, Yeah. I keep thinking, I don't mean to go on a tangent here, but I can't help but think, okay, where are we going to be a year from now with this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or other things like it coming out. So it's going to be a very different world here in the next 3 to 4 years.
I am not a futurist. I'm not a prognosticator. I'm a sort of, get my hands dirty technology application for financial institutions kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I think this notion of artificial intelligence has the potential to be as fundamentally impactful as the internet was 30 years ago.
I'm right there with you.
I think we're going to see things, and this ChatGPT thing, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And people are starting to see this is different than just a Google search.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's going to be really cool to see how that
evolves. Yeah, just hope it doesn't freak out on us like it did that New York Times writer. So
exactly,
if you haven't read that story,
yeah,
go read that story. It'll open your eyes to a whole new world of what artificial intelligence can do, maybe.
Yeah.
So if it's not corralled correctly. So what's the overview? What do you want? What's the overview goal with your talk tomorrow? What do you want people to, again, take away? What's the one big message that you want people to...
Yeah, so I think, just a fundamental understanding of, you know, for a credit union, so a CEO or a CTO or a digital officer of a credit union, you know, trying to navigate these times, just to have some perspective around what digital transformation really means for them and what's most important.
Yeah.
So just trying to, you know, maybe, you know, clear away some of the fog and just get really clear about if you do these things, then you're probably going to be on the right path as technology changes.
Yeah, and try not to, what's the saying, boil the whole ocean or eat the whole elephant, all those terms, but let's just one step at a time, get in there and just get going on it.
That's right.
Stuff,
And then, of course, hopefully they come away with an understanding that Aperture is the perfect partner
as
they engage on their digital transformation journey.
Can you hear a bonus? Yes, you do. All right, Chris, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts on this
stuff? I think, just like I said, we're excited to be here. We're excited to show the credit union space, you know, what our product is and what we can do, and we've got a great team here, so we're excited to be here.
Good deal. Yeah, well, congratulations on this being your first GAC. It's going to be it's a whirlwind, man. It is quite a whirlwind, but you're in good company here, so it's going to be a lot of fun for you guys.
Great.
So good stuff. All right, Chris Cox from Aperture, go check them out. They're in the big room next door.
You got it.
All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.